Sikha Kwan dancers form a line in front of the library wearing red and black traditional regalia. The pole behind them is wrapped in a tarp and duct tape. Only a handful of people in town have actually seen it uncovered. When the dance is over, former Petersburg resident and native leader Nicole Hollingstad begins to speak. She pays tribute to her Norwegian and Tlingit grandmothers, Elma Wallen, and civil rights leader Amy Hollingstad of Petersburg. She says both women were excellent storytellers.
The stories of other places, of the clothing and the food and the dances of their people, opened up a universe of ideas that was so much bigger than the town I lived in. So it's no wonder I spent so much time at the Petersburg Public Library exploring that universe.
Hollingstad calls the tall sculpture to her left a new form of storytelling. New because the pole is not a traditional totem pole. It doesn't contain tribal crests or represent a particular clan.
The Haida word for a totem pole is ja'an, which literally translates into history standing straight up. It tells that singular story. What we're about to see does not contain one story. It represents common figures, and the story it tells will depend entirely on what the viewer takes away from it.
The piece includes characters inspired by popular children's stories, but nothing straight out of a book. It's also different from a totem pole in that it was installed without a traditional pole raising, which involves ropes and tripods and a group of people working ceremonially. Tlingit artist Tommy Joseph of Sitka says there wasn't room for that on the landscaping in front of the library, so they used machinery.
And we covered it and had it all ready for the unveil. We don't have to worry about kids running around or any of that kind of stuff when you have heavy equipment. I just would rather do that without people around.
But especially covered up, it looked like a totem pole. So when it appeared, some native people in the community were frustrated that they hadn't been involved. The morning of the unveiling, Joseph met with community members to talk through their concerns.
Do you get what I'm saying there?
I do. And I don't wish any ill or take any offense or, you know, my concern is that it all feels good in a good way and that there's appreciation for what you've done and reciprocation too.
That's Petersburg Indian Association Councilmember Brenda Norheim. She's one of about 10 people circled up in a library conference room. She drove by when the pole was going up, and she says it felt empty. Eventually, the group starts reminiscing about when two totem poles, also works of Joseph's, were placed downtown nearly 20 years ago. Mike Schwartz served on a committee to bring those poles to town.
The pole was to be raised in the fall in a rainy, windy, raw day at 1 o'clock. 3 of us are looking at each other at 12:30 saying, where are the people? By 5 to 1, we had 600 people.
Compare that memory with the quiet arrival of this new pole, and it makes sense that people were disappointed. But practically speaking, Will Ware says there is no protocol for letting people know about a pole like this one.
Who do you contact and who do you talk to about putting a pole up that has a rabbit with a big bunny ears and a jacket on it? It's a story pole.
Traditionally, you'd contact clan leaders, discuss which crests and designs to include, and seek permission. But this piece was dreamed up by Joseph. He pitched it to the library staff years ago, and they asked some big donors to help pay for it. Ware asks Joseph how he'd like the community to celebrate his work.
I would love to see members from both sides, Eagle, Ravens, maybe do a song. That would be awesome. I don't really know all the Native community here, and I think that would be great.
Eagle and Raven are the two Tlingit subgroups, or moieties, which are further divided into clans.
Just give a balance from that side, because there is an eagle and a raven on this pole. Without being any clan, you know, specific to anything, it's just our people. I couldn't not have us represented here.
Members of the Sikha Kwan dance group who are in the room make plans to perform at the unveiling. The library staff looks relieved and talks through the program. That afternoon, both moieties are represented in the dancers' regalia. In Petersburg, I'm Alana Elder.